Welcome to Howie Mandel Does Stuff. I'm Howie Mandel.
I am Jacqueline Schultz, his daughter.
Yes, you are. And today we have a kind of an exciting guest. We have, Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia is the face of boxing right now.
I think. Like to call him Rai Rai.
Let's see if you can do that to his face okay. And see if he's okay with it.
I'm going to call him Rai Rai.
Okay, but Ryan Garcia, who I've met before, I did a podcast at Brian Schaub's. Brian Schaub.
No.
Brandon.
No, call him Brian.
Yeah, Brian Schaub. I call him Brian. Brandon told me to call him Brian.
It's Brian and Rai Rai.
But we watched a boxing match together, and more importantly, and some of our fans are not. Some of the people that watch us, our stuffies, are not into boxing or fighting or whatever. But if you're on social media at all, this guy has been blowing up the World Wide Web.
Well, I'm not into boxing at all. And I know who this guy is. And I've heard a lot about him. And I've been listening to him talk on Spaces.
What?
Spaces?
I don't know what Spaces is.
Oh, what? Well, Twitter Spaces. X Spaces.
Isn't it SpaceX?
Whatever the talking platform is.
But now. He has all these amazing, I don't want to call them conspiracies, but anyway, he's got all these thoughts. And then on, is it April 20th, guys? Is it April 20th, the fight? Devin Haney, he's going to be fighting. Oh, I think he's coming in. Here comes your buddy. Yes. Ryan, are you there?
My buddy?
Well, I did.
Because I call him Rai Rai?
Here he is. Here he is. Anyway, he's about to, this is going to be boxing history.
How do you know he's here? Wait, does that mean he's here? Or are you just
I see an RG on the screen.
It says he's connecting to audio. He cannot hear you yet.
He cannot hear us.
So go ahead, talk as much shit as you want.
He said he can't hear us now? He said I'm his favorite podcaster and entertainer in the world.
He just did. Bobby Altoff, too.
He did that without deodorant.
I know, I saw. This is why we're doing Zoom instead of in person. I heard it was very smelly.
That's why?
Yeah.
It's amazing that he has given us, we are just days away from what is reported to be a minimum for him of $30 million payday. Do you know that?
No.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about boxing. I only know about him
minimum
socially.
$30 million for, you know. Could technically be minutes of work.
Much was it for, isn't Tyson doing one of the Paul brothers?
Doing one of the Paul brothers?
No. Is it boxing Logan? Is it Logan or Jake?
It's Jake.
It's Jake. Yeah. So is he getting paid more than that fight?
Let's ask him. I don't know. Maybe he knows.
But that's not even a real boxing fight.
But that doesn't feel
fight.
Like real.
That's
this
not
feels
real. That's
real.
Like all publicity because they have like different rules for that one too. There's
which winner, I think,
unless there's a knockout.
And that's what I want to ask him about because I think that that muddies the sport. And there is a blurred line between the sport and influencing. No? Jackie, I'm talking to you.
Yes, I guess. I'm just not a boxing
Ryan's
person.
Not connected yet, so when I'm asking questions, you're the only
you were
one
like,
here.
I thought it was a rhetorical question kind of to the audience. I didn't know you were talking to me. But yes, I agree, I guess.
But I'm a boxing fan. I've been to like big, when I was younger, there was like big heavyweight boxes. In fact, you talk about Tyson. I was at the Tyson Holyfield fight when.
Is it Holyfield or Holyfield?
It's Holyfield, but I like to fuck with vowels. And he bit his R off.
His
R. Didn't he beat his R off?
Beat his R off.
Yeah, I was right there. I saw it in the. I saw it in the ring.
I remember.
You don't remember.
I do remember that you were there
that
you told me about it, and I remember that you were like screaming, and people were scared. Right?
Is Ryan having trouble connecting?
Appears that way.
Tell him to use his left hand. He's good with his left hand. His left hand really connects. See what I did there?
Yeah.
You know he's known for that. His left hand.
No, I don't. I keep saying I don't know anything about boxing.
I will tell you. So there's on April 20th on pay-per-view, and it's at
why
the Barclays.
Why 420? Was that intentional?
You can ask him.
as like a big, I feel like that's a, they did that intentionally.
You're a banana slug, so you know that 420 is the, well, it's either pot or birthday. I don't know if there's any intention. So the guest is here. I mean, the guest is not here. The guest is in fervent training mode and working hours and hours each day, just days away from a...
I know this time was hard for him. He was trying to change the time even late last night. What time did they call you, Rich, to change the time?
It was getting really late. Originally it was 10, then they called me late and said, hey, can we do it at 4:30?
4:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant in the morning when you first told me.
Which I couldn't, because I'm doing AGT.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the anticipation is like really messing with me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not messing with me, because if you don't, you know, if you got a minute, you should just Google Ryan. I mean, if you've been following him, so he rants on X. He goes live. He's got conspiracy theories, but he says they're not conspiracy. He is a...
he also just predicted a big event that recently
they said the bridge.
Yeah,
they said that he predicted that the bridge in Baltimore was going to get hit.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he used specifics. He just said that something was going to happen on that day in Baltimore
with a bridge and a barge.
Did he say a bridge and a barge? I thought he was more general.
It was a little bit more vague.
Yeah. But still, I mean, so it's not that often you hear about events happening in Baltimore.
Right.
Wait, what?
He said the exact date and Baltimore. Those are two.
That's
really specific
big
things.
Shit, big stuff. Nostradamus.
I'm saying, I'll say.
Rystradamus.
Rystradamus. That's very funny. So he's done that. He's got three babies. He just got divorced or separated, right? He's got.
You told me he has a new girlfriend.
An OnlyFans girl from Australia who got thrown off of TikTok.
He's not from Australia, though.
Ryan Garcia?
Yeah. He doesn't live there.
I think he's from here. I think he's actually from California. And then he just now, I don't know why he's in Texas. Maybe he's training. He's got a new, I know he has a new trainer and he works with his dad. And
usually don't people.
There he is.
Yay, finally.
How hard was it to hook up this?
Zoom.
It wasn't hard at all. This was easy.
Now, did you decide to do this Zoom because you don't like to wear a deodorant during interviews?
Yeah, it's one of my things, you know, just I hate wearing deodorant, so I don't want to bother you or the guest or anybody around us because the way I stink is pretty bad.
Right, and you'll use that. What did he say?
I don't know if you got my humor there, but that was all funny.
No, we get it. We get it, and we're roaring with laughter on the inside.
So it wasn't funny. That's what it was.
No, I don't laugh outwardly. I try to save my energy, just like you should be saving your energy right now. The, April 20th is going to be absolutely huge. Okay.
Yes, it is going to be one of the biggest fights of the year.
I think that beyond being the biggest fight of the year, this is just from a guy who doesn't know a lot, that I think that you are bringing back the glory to boxing itself. You know what I mean? Boxing since the days I was just telling my daughter here. This is my daughter, Jackie.
You hi.
Hey, Jackie.
You know, in the days of when Tyson was in his glory, or when Oscar, who is the promoter of, would he be considered your manager too? Is he your manager?
Mostly promoter. He's my promoter.
Oscar De La Hoya. Those were names when boxing matches, I would go to the MGM or you're going to be in New York and people would fly in from all over the world and every age and people from business and people from show business. And it became really big. And it seems to boxing in the last decade or so lost its excitement. And now you seem to be bringing back the excitement. I think that, you know, UFC and MMA kind of, you're fighting with that sport, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, boxing lost its steam. And that was one of the main reasons why I accepted the fight with Gervonta Davis under the conditions that I had to accept, because boxing was just in a place where everybody was, I don't know, it was it was boring. I mean, for lack of better words, it was boring. Nobody wanted to step up and give the fans what they wanted. And I just never had that type of mindset. And now I'm doing it again this time around. But this time I'm not, dehydrated or under any of those stipulations that they made me last time.
Go ahead.
Do you think it's because, we were just talking about this before. Now there's boxing matches like the Jake Paul against Tyson, but it's not, they have their own set of rules. It doesn't really feel like real boxing. It just feels like a,
influencer?
Or a publicity stunt almost. And so it's not the same as what it used to be or what you're doing.
Yeah, 100%. It's not, it's not authentic. I mean, it's not as pure as, what I do, but it does have, obviously, boxing in it. I mean, they're throwing punches and they're trying to knock each other out. So you could, you got to give credit to that. But, I mean, Tyson's almost 60, Jake Paul's, I believe, half his age or whatever, how old he is. And, it doesn't get me excited, but, if it gets other people excited,
you think that's good for this sport?
I mean, it can be just matters on what we do as real fighters and people who dedicate their life to this and try to climb up, the ladder. If we give the fans what they want, if we don't, then it could be bad for boxing because everybody will be looking forward to those type of fights instead of the fights, in the sport.
You're fighting Devin Haney on the 20th, and Devin and you have a big history. I mean, would this be your seventh fight with him? I know you're in the amateurs. You fought him. Was it like six times?
Yeah. This is our seventh fight, technically, that we're going to have. So this is an important one. This is for everything. It's for the WBC Light Welterweight Championship of the World.
So
this
is a world champion.
World champion. This is the moment of what I've been waiting for since I was a kid. So this is everything. I mean, we're big rivals. His dad, my dad, they've trained us since we were little, and it's coming all to this pinnacle moment come April 20th.
Yeah, and we've been watching, even if you're not a fight fan, everybody has been hearing about it, and everybody has been hearing from you. I'm a lot older than you, than everybody else, but the point what I remember about boxing when I was coming up and growing is that you just like you focus on the fight, you focus and focus and focus. And I know that you train, you said you train until if people watched you train, they would cry. But yeah. I know that you train like a maniac, but you're also online a lot. And you're getting a lot of newsworthy headlines for your rants. I don't know what to call them.
Right. Well, it's just things that I get passionate about at times. Obviously, I care about kids. And I could have maybe went about it in a different way. But I felt like this is the way that that people hear. And it caught a lot of attention. It did. And it made people panic. It almost cost me my fight. It almost cost me a lot of things in my life. But, it brought a lot of awareness to child sex trafficking. I don't regret anything I said. I think everything I said was, in my heart was truthful. I could be wrong, but.
When you say it almost cost you the fight, did the boxing commission, I was reading that the boxing commission came at you and they wanted to do some sort of psych test?
Yeah, they wanted to do a psych test. They also wanted to, they just wanted to cancel the fight. People were calling for it to be canceled. Sponsors dropped off. I mean, they really thought I went crazy, and I knew I wasn't. I mean, I don't understand. Like, Mike Tyson could say he'll eat somebody's children, but Ryan Garcia says save the children, and I'm more in trouble than him. Why is it unfair to me? Why do I have these certain set of rules that where I got to follow, but other fighters could do worse things in their personal life, right? They could go to jail on crazy, allegations. And some of them they were convicted by, yet they never asked for any of their fights to be canceled and a psych test on them. So I just think I was treated a little unfairly.
Did they do a psych test?
They tried, but I told them I'm going to sue them for defamation of character, and then they just dropped it.
Did you said you had evidence of everything you were saying. You didn't put it out publicly, but did you have to show them in order for them to believe you and kind of leave you alone?
No, I didn't have to show them anything, you know. And again, I like I said, I do have proof on this, and this is like an ongoing thing. There's so many stories of kids, and I've seen them personally. And a lot of these victims, they don't want to come forward either. So out of respect for them, I just don't put everything out there. But I am working with real close people that are involved in, like, you know, where I could actually do something, you know, go to Congress and take, you know, whatever I have to Congress. Similar like Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow went to Congress recently about child sex trafficking and read a letter from a little girl that spoke about how, you know, these monsters keep chasing her. So those are things that, you know, break my heart. And for me, it's bigger than boxing. And that's what I try to put out there.
Has the Boxing Commission, without getting into specific details, has the Boxing Commission put restraints on you as far as what you're allowed to do right now, or how you're allowed to post, or how you're, what you're allowed to?
They said I just can't smoke marijuana.
Really? That's the one restriction?
That's like the New York thing, is I can't smoke marijuana. Which, yeah. I don't even get that, but it is what it is.
But and it's so.
But can you eat it?
Exactly that part. No loopholes here, I don't think.
Really? It seems.
But they're gonna have your fight on 420, so that right after, you can do whatever you want.
I might do it in the ring.
Yeah.
I know you're not doing it, and they're saying you can't do it. Do you find it enhances you when you, as far as physically, like?
No, I think more so. I don't think it enhances you. I mean,
no, like, you know, have you ever fought high?
No, but I have hit the mid high, and it's awesome. But you know what I mean? I'm not kidding either. I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And
I have drank like on like many occasions on a lot of my training camps, and I always like, I feel perfectly fine. Like, as long as you don't overdo anything, like nothing really damages you. Like, I've knocked out people. I've put people to sleep, you know, and I was drinking the night before. Like, I don't understand everybody's logic on, I think it's just like, they can't believe that I'm able to do that. Like, I don't know. But again, everything's balanced. Of course, I'm getting fucking belligerent, drunk, and all messed up. And, you know, of course you're not gonna be able to perform, but if you have a beer after all the working out, it's not gonna affect you. And everybody's all scared and like, oh, don't let them fight. Like, this is why I don't show everybody everything. This is my problem. I can't be showing everybody, you know, my everyday things, because they like to put bad negativity on me, and it's like, it's weird.
Can I ask you, I know you probably don't want to go in depth about it, but everything that you were talking about when it comes to child sex trafficking, does it have anything to do with what's been in the news recently about Diddy and some of the other people that are involved?
Well, I said it before that came out, you know, and I just, to me, I thank God, because like everybody really thought I was crazy. And then that started coming out with the Nickelodeon Quiet on Set documentary, when you had P. Diddy's situation, which things that, you know, if you were paying attention, you know, there's some weirdos out there, you know, and I just called some people out, and I called, like, you know, organizations that I've been a part of that, you know, made me feel uncomfortable. So I know, you know, they've had to make other people feel uncomfortable if they made me feel uncomfortable. You know, it's not rocket science here. And it just so happens that, you know, now everything's coming out.
And you don't feel in any way that this distracts your focus, you know, because it is, you're talking about things that are really serious and change the world. And first and foremost, you're a parent. You have three little kids yourself, yeah. And you're talking about these things, and you're ranting, and then people are threatening to stop the fight, which is your livelihood. And it seems like maybe I'm just old school, but you know, people used to talk about fighters would talk about they didn't even have sex for 2 months before that.
I don't believe that either. I challenge all these myths. They're, to me, there's myths. Like, they're not real. Like, these are like man-made ideas that don't really, they're not true. They're just not true. I've had sex a day before my fight. I'm not saying go out and do it. I'm not saying like just go and have sex before your fight. I'm just saying I've tested it out.
Of course, no. You're with an OnlyFans girl. How can you hold?
No, I'm not, bro. That was a lie. I mean, that wasn't a lie. That was just like a thing for a second. All right, it was a thing for a second.
Was it one of those pay to play kind
only,
of things?
It only lasted a second.
Yeah. Oh no! All right, come on, Howie. Now my endurance right here.
Right. Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend then? That's not the girl that he's talking about.
I don't have a girlfriend.
No. Okay. No.
I've been looking for a good girl, but I can't.
When do you have time? How many hours a day? Like how many hours will you be in the gym today?
I mean, I already ran about 7 miles in the morning. Gotta go train again for about 2.5 hours. And then I gotta train again for another 2.5 hours with my strength and conditioning coach. And then I gotta do a last, you know, working out to lose weight at nighttime. So it's like an all day thing.
How close are you to your weight that you need to be?
Light cut, 7 pounds, nothing crazy.
Is it easy to lose 7 pounds?
It's easy. If I had to lose 12 pounds right now and by April 19th, that's easy. So 7 pounds is even easier.
I would imagine when you're training for a fight like this, the key is to keep your body in top physical shape. Yeah. But there's a kind of a balance between training hard and making sure you don't hurt yourself or get injured in sparring, right? And even running, you know, you can pull a tendon or stretching. That's got to be kind of scary because you want to go hard, because if you don't go hard, then you're not ready
I mean, there's a balance. For me, you know, they like to push me really hard, and I have a lot of energy, but I listen to my body. So when I'm tired and my body's, you know, burnt out a little bit, I try to my best to rest my case, to, you know, allow me to rest. I have to beg to rest.
Your new trainer, you have a brand new trainer, you know, to shift gears with that. I mean, I would imagine your trainer is his method very different than what you were used to? Is,
oh yeah, yeah. He's all about technique and, you know, he doesn't let me sometimes be me, you know, where I just, I have my own style, but he's been really honing down on the technical aspect of the game, and it has helped me. I've always had.
How do you know?
well, I mean, based on my last fight, you know, I was just sharper, and I was able to see things that I wasn't necessarily able to see before. Now I feel like I've just gotten better in the technical aspect. I've always been gifted in every other category: speed, power, reflexes, instincts. But as a technical, I didn't really care about it because it didn't really matter to me. But now it does.
I heard some fighters will go up. We live right by Big Bear. We'll go up to like Big Bear or higher altitudes to train.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in anything.
You're nothing.
Breaking the mold.
Smoke pot, drink, fuck, and fight.
No, I just don't believe in it because it's not real. Like, it doesn't really have an effect on you. Like, because I've tried all these things. I've tried not having sex, and I went to training camps without it. I've tried, you know, training in high altitude, okay? But it didn't really help my conditioning much more than it did when I trained on low altitude. So I just look at things in like a truthful aspect. I'm not going to just believe in something just because people say it's beneficial.
Do you, you're going to make, it's reported, guarantee of 30 million. Is that? What do you think? What are the possibilities? What can you walk out with? I guess it depends on the pay-per-view, right?
It depends on the pay-per-view. But I mean, like I did $30 million, my fight with Javante. This fight, to me, is just as big. So, and I have a better percentage now on this deal. So I'm walking away at least in my head, $20 million, at least.
Wow. At least.
But I believe that it'll get more.
Would you fight for $20 million, Dan?
You could punch me for $20 million. Yeah. I'll let you punch me.
He'll take a KO.
Yes. There's a lot of... So you and Devin, You have this history. Do you have a prediction? Do you want to make a prediction of how long it goes and what is your, in your mind, do you have a plan of how this is going to go? And I mean, you obviously you think you're going to win, but how?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with I'm going to win. I don't like to put added pressure on myself, but I know I'm going to win for sure, 100%.
That when people talk about the fight, they talk about that you have a stronger, harder left, but you got to get that in earlier. He's more about being.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's more about
the long game.
Yeah, he hasn't had a knockout in I don't know how many years. I've had, I'm obviously a knockout puncher. I fought him 6 times. I know exactly how he fights. Again, this is going to surprise a lot of people what happens on 420, because they're definitely underestimating me as a boxer. So I'm looking forward to proving a lot of people wrong. And I got a lot of why I want to win. It's much more deeper than boxing. So
why?
I'm dedicating this fight to all the children in the world that are going through sex trafficking right now. So I've already been training in a way where I'm a madman. That's why I said, I don't know if I'm going to bite both of his ears off to win. And I'm dead serious on that.
Well, but saying things like that, wouldn't that fuck you up with the boxing commission?
I don't know. Until I do it, though, I didn't say I'm going to. I just said I might. I didn't say I will.
Right, but that's against the rules.
To bite ears off?
You're not supposed to bite people's ears off.
Why does Mike Tyson get to do everything and I can't?
I don't think he got to. I think that he was in trouble for doing that, right? Didn't he get in trouble?
I think he was in trouble.
He didn't get that much in trouble.
Because he's fighting again? He's getting paid to fight again?
Making over $20 million and he bit somebody's ear off.
Yeah.
But you're going, there is a thin line between the sport of it and then really killing somebody,
Yeah, I watched someone, you took me to a fight.
When I told him I'm going to kill him, it was in response because he told me and his dad said in the press conference it's going to be the death of Ryan Garcia. So they already wished death on me. So when I say, hey, I'm going to go kill you, now I'm the bad guy. Everybody reported when I said it, but when he said it, nobody came to my defense and was like, yo, they said it first. It's like I'm always asked to be the bigger person for some reason.
I think you're more famous.
Yeah, but he's on the same platform. He said the death of Ryan Garcia to the whole press, and nobody blinked an eye. I say it once. And you know what's hilarious?
You just said you're going to bite both his ears off.
Well, now I am. Now I'm definitely going to bite his ears off. But look at this. So he went and came at me for smoking marijuana, but we found out that he sells marijuana through a Telegram.
What? I don't know this. What does he do?
He sells marijuana through some Telegram thing that you could press a link and he's selling marijuana.
Wait, but he has a brand.
No, he's selling just weed, straight weed. I'll show you proof when I get off this. And then his dad, they tried to claim I did cocaine, but his dad went to jail in 1992 over selling cocaine. These dudes are hypocrites. And I've never done cocaine, to be fair.
You have legit beef with this person. It's not just for the fight.
No, I don't like this dude. And I don't like his dad either. They're fake. And, his dad made fun of me for that. Oh, I smoke weed, but we have a video of him literally smoking a blunt. Like, these dudes are hypocrites. That's what
and you don't have a problem with the smoking weed part. You have a problem with the hypocrisy of it all.
Yes, that's the problem. Like, bro, don't try to spin that like I'm some bad example and you guys are doing on the low and selling. I don't even sell weed, bro. You guys are.
You're saying he's selling weed? That's his business?
He's selling weed and he and I don't have a problem with him selling weed. My problem is that he came at me for smoking weed and you're selling it. And he told me I was a bad example to kids, but you're selling money to probably kids. I mean, selling weed to kids.
You want to, and is there a...
Allegedly.
With finger quotes for all of you that can't.
No, but what is it? You're saying that
They try to say, oh, you do cocaine. I've never done cocaine in my life, but your daddy went to jail for cocaine in 1992. Like, you can't make this shit up. You cannot make this is hilarious. This is the people I'm dealing with. But I'm gonna put an end to it. Come 420, I'm gonna obliterate him. I'm gonna obliterate Devin Haney. It's gonna be bad.
But you guys were, and it's probably changed since that. I mean, you had to get on the phone and talk to each other to make this deal, right? You
Yeah.
had to, so you were like, if not face to face, word to word. Has from the time you decided that this was going to happen, has your attitude toward him changed?
Well, I noticed when I was on the phone, something didn't feel right in my spirit. I was like, something don't feel right. He was being too nice. He was calling me bro. He was laughing. It was some weird thing. And I was like, okay, something don't feel right. And then it hit my mind. I was like, okay, he's trying to lower my guard, so I don't take this, I'm not trying to hurt this dude in the ring. Like they try to be soft. So, you could be like, oh, okay. You let things slide, in the ring and in negotiations. So I sent him a long message. I said, "You're not my friend, bitch." That was my first guy. Right after, and he was, and the response was, "You're bipolar," laughing faces. But I was dead serious. Like, you're not my friend. Don't try to act like my friend. You're a bitch. Your dad's a bitch, and that's it. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. See, I'm trying
No,
not to cuss.
you could
But
cuss.
You could cuss on the show.
We cuss all the time on the show. My daughter's a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I don't, and I'm
It's
not even.
true,
She is.
actually.
You're a
It is.
bitch.
I'm a bitch. It's true.
And her face sometimes rests in that position.
That's hilarious. Man, that was
No, it's not. It's my daughter.
Oh my God. You're making me feel horrible now.
No, what? That call her out for what she is?
Oh my God.
Dad,
You got
enough. Done. We got
Okay,
it.
sorry.
It's gonna keep spiraling. That's what I do. That's hilarious.
Would
Me
you
have
call any of your kids a bitch?
They're too
I mean,
young yet.
honestly, in this context,
Maybe.
the way he delivers it is perfect. Like, you
Perfect.
No, I gotta tell you, I saw you your post on Easter, and you got the most adorable little babies, and you're praying with your little girl. But I used to talk about in my act is you'll see because you're still a kid and you're young. But it seems like no time. Time goes so fast between when you go, oh, did you hear what she said? To the next time you say, did you hear what the fuck she just said?
I'm not looking forward to that.
No. But it's going to be, people are going to have reckoning when they start dating your daughter and they come home and they got to meet you.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to
So
be, go ahead.
I have a question though, because you were kind of talking about a feeling that just came over you when you were having that phone conversation, and it seems like you just get feelings a lot. Before you actually came on here, I called you Rystradamus because you had a feeling and I don't think it's called tweeted,
X'd.
X'd, whatever you did, a prediction about what was going to happen in Baltimore on that day. Not specifically, but just that you had a premonition of what was going to happen in Baltimore.
Yeah, this is what people, I woke up to this, and again, sometimes I get into these like things where I don't know, it just things just start hitting me. I don't know how to explain it. It's like visions and like things that just like boom, 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 and I start seeing things in my mind, and then it doesn't stop, and then I feel like I'm forced to write it down. So I start writing things down, and I don't even know, sometimes I don't remember what I say. So, obviously, I'm not gonna claim anything. Like, I don't want people to look at me like I'm some type of like Nostradamus or some type of dude. I just do what I feel at times, and things have came to fruition. Like, I do it at, it's weird, but I don't believe in luck either. I believe in energy. There's no such thing as luck. It's all energy. And
Well, did it surprise you that you wrote that down and you?
yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how legit that is. People wrote that, and I even told everybody, I'm not claiming I wrote that. Don't say I wrote that. I don't know anything. You guys wrote this. And then I start seeing it being covered by the UK news, and people in China are talking about that. I predicted this. I'm like, bro, what are you guys talking about? I don't remember writing that. And they're like, no, you wrote it. I promise you wrote it.
Well, have
And
they
people,
shown you? I don't have it. I don't
yeah,
have the prediction.
showing everything. And then I'm like, bro, I don't remember that. Like, honestly, X was deleting a lot of my tweets, many of my tweets actually. And
Why?
I don't know. I think they got scared. Because of I said Elon Musk is the Antichrist. I mean, I think that's why he deleted a
But
lot of
freedom of speech, according to
that's what
Elon
I'm saying.
Musk.
I thought it was freedom of speech until it's at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they deleted a lot of my tweets. And so, I mean, I don't think I wrote that. I'm going to go on the air to say, like, I don't think I wrote that. And I don't claim I did.
All right.
Stuff could be doctored.
I think the people, I think they wrote it, and I think they went along with what I was saying. But I did say June 6th there will be an earthquake, and I've been saying that for 3.5 years.
June 6th
of this year.
I think there's gonna be earthquake that hits LA
in June 6th.
Yeah, maybe even a little earlier, but yeah, I think
is that why you're in Texas?
Yeah, actually that's the big reason.
So, are you serious?
You know, they kept...
I'm dead serious. Everybody thinks, like, I moved to Texas just because for tax reasonings. No. When I was three and a half years ago, I was fighting in Dallas, Texas, before I fought Luke Campbell and won the WBC title. And I knocked him out with a body shot. But before that, I was feeling, like, it's the same type of feelings I'm feeling right now. And I looked outside the window, and God says, move here. I just felt... God hit my spirit in. And when I say God spoke, I don't say like, hello, Ryan. Oh, like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying
that's not the God's voice.
Yeah.
Hello, just, Ryan.
I know, right? It would sound like that. I would imagine it sounds much scarier and powerful. But yeah, so basically just hit my spirit, like move to Texas. And I'm used to feeling that and knowing that when I listen to that, good things happen. So, you know, it just so happened after I lost the tank, things maneuvered and my new coach lived in Dallas and it kind of just worked in perfect. And now I'm in a great place. I feel like Texas is its own country in a way.
You know, since I've been younger.
And in California, their taxes, their situation is just.
But June 6th, you have this. So maybe you didn't talk about Baltimore, but you're putting this down that June 6th.
100%. Yes.
100%.
I'm not going to say 100% it'll happen, but 100% I wrote that.
That's what you believe.
Have you ever...
Yeah. Like, not just an earthquake, but you're talking about the big one. That's what I was going to say, that we've been prepared.
Yeah, I'm talking about a bad earthquake.
So you don't remember...
Taiwan. And honestly, I predicted many things, but I wrote them all down. And then, like, if you ask my friends, they're witnesses. Like, they watch all the things I do.
But you're denying the fact.
I'm not going to deny I don't have a prophetic gift. I do, where I could sometimes see what's going to happen. I have done it many times, but it's not by, like, I can't just, I'm going to do it.
Well, you're kind of backing up from the Baltimore thing because you're saying you don't really remember.
Well, I never said that, though. They said that.
Like, right. Tell us something that you did say that did happen.
Well, I mean, it's all in front of, like, it happens, like, right in front of me. Like, I tell people, like, okay, this is going to happen. Like, okay, for example, I was in Israel, and I was saying, man, I don't know, something about this girl this is giving me a bad feeling. Like, I feel like basically somebody's going to give me a warning. Literally 2 minutes later, some random dude comes in, hey, do you know that girl? And we were like, yeah, we know that girl, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, watch out for her. Boom. And he was just giving us all this information. And the dude that was next to me that heard me say that, he started crying. He's like, how'd you know? I was like, I don't know. I felt it in my spirit. That's just one example. But I'm telling you, but this has happened many, 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 many times. And you know what's even crazier? Like, why is it like a kid from Victorville, right? I'm just a regular kid from Victorville. Why is it that the president or the prime minister of Israel wants to meet me and have a meeting with me? I don't even know what that's about.
Netanyahu wants to sit down with you? When did that come to be? How did you get that?
I was in Israel before all that Gaza, before the situation all went down. And I was just having a good time. And then I didn't know I had a huge fan base over there. And then I just started meeting everybody. Got connected and everybody was cool. And he wanted to meet me back then. And I chose to say no at the time. But now I think it's the right time to do it.
So are you going after the fight? Are you going to? Yeah. Has a meeting been set?
Yeah, we're setting it up right now.
He's reached out in the midst of all.
Well, obviously, maybe he just wants.
Well, he just had surgery.
Publicity.
I don't even know if I could say that. See, let's just not. I don't know if this is live. I mean, it's live.
It's there. I mean,
it's there.
It's there.
There. I mean, I'm not worried about anything. I mean, what am I doing wrong?
Nothing. I would tell you if you're doing something wrong. I have no fear of somebody on Zoom.
I just would want a conversation. I mean, I'm not. I support saving the children. If there's any innocent children being affected, I want to save them.
That's your big cause.
Yeah, I just want to save the children. That's all I want to do.
Also, you're very big into style. I know Armani is your partner on this fight. They're making your shorts? What do they make? And the robe?
My robe, my shorts. I'm also being gifted, not by them, but I'm being gifted a $500,000 crown. It's going to match my outfit. It's going to be insane.
Wait, they're giving you a $500,000 crown?
Are you wearing...
Somebody is.
Are you wearing the crown beforehand, before you win the fight?
He's going in as King Ryan.
You're going in as King.
He's not being crowned.
I thought he was going to give himself a crown when he wins.
No, it's a belt. I'm already a king. Yeah. This is what I do.
What do you do with a crown, a $500,000 crown, when somebody gives you a crown? Do you keep it?
I insure it.
And have you chosen the song that you're going to come out to?
I'm trying to get 50 Cent to walk me out, and I want to come out to Many Men.
Right. Many. If that doesn't work out, then I'm suggesting you come out to the Montel Jordan song, This Is How We Do It, and I wander out with you.
Okay. Well, 50 Cent thing doesn't happen. I'm definitely.
Then you get 25 cents from me.
Do you insure, like, your hands, like your left hand and everything?
They've been asking me to insure. I might insure my left. I don't know if I'll insure. I'm just kidding. I'll insure both.
Yeah.
Are you insured? Are you physically insured? Do you have to insure?
No, I haven't physically insured my hands.
But why wouldn't you? Because right now, those arms that we're looking at and that hand that we're looking at is guaranteeing you $30 million at least. In the next few days, wouldn't it be wise to say, like, God forbid something should happen to one of those hands or whatever? Wouldn't you?
I should probably, like, really look into that.
That's great. So I'm not only doing an interview, I'm selling insurance.
Thank you. Wow, you're the best.
Yes, I'm doing
it. He's just looking out for you.
No, but I'm just wondering. That's worth it. Look, you're looking at a lot of value right there. Now, I see the chair that you're in. Are you a gamer?
No, I'm not a gamer.
But you got a gaming chair, kind of. You don't play. Are you online at all? When you're not X-ing, I don't know what it's called anymore.
What is it called?
What is it called now?
I don't like to call it X-ing. I just say I'm tweeting.
Yeah, I say tweet too. Or like Twitter spaces.
That's why Elon's pulling your shit down. Yeah. You're not even using his brand. I also understand that you started studying recently jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah, I do a little bit of that because I want to fight Sean O'Malley in the octagon, so I've been practicing my MMA.
So does that not muddy the, like, you're a boxer?
Yeah, but I know how to wrestle. I know how.
Me too.
Yeah, people don't know, like. I have been practicing a little bit here and there, so I have more experience than people think.
I'm also a wrestler. I was a wrestler in school. I've showed the picture a couple times. Yeah, yeah.
He
so
wrestled in high school.
I challenge
maybe we could practice.
You want to? I was weight class? So I started under 90. I was under 90 pounds.
No way.
In high school. Yeah. And I ended at 135.
That's crazy.
Why?
I mean, that's a little slight, right?
And I was a black belt, so we're all fighters here.
She's a black belt in taekwondo.
We're all fighters.
You're not a black belt, were you?
Yeah, in taekwondo, though. So someone told me that doesn't count.
Why?
Who was it that was sitting here that says taekwondo doesn't count?
She's a black belt in taekwondo. We're all fighters. It's three fighters just getting together, fighting. You got to get your daughters to be able to defend themselves. You have one daughter and two sons, or two daughters and one son?
Two daughters and one son.
Yeah. The other turmoil in your life, not to bring up negatives, but, I read about your separation and divorce, within days of having your child.
Everybody says that. Why does everybody say that?
Was it just announced?
I'm just saying it because I like to say what everybody...
I didn't know. I don't know. I was like... There's no right time to tell people. I should have waited a little bit more, to announce it. I just felt like announcing my son at that moment. And then I'm like, oh, well, like people are gonna still think like I'm with Andrea, and I don't want them to think that like I'm obviously not with her. So I was like, and then we're all, I'm also going to divorce, and everybody got really like.
Are you on good terms with her?
Oh, we're on great terms.
You're parenting together. I see.
So the separation was before your son was born, then, and you just happened to announce it right after.
Exactly.
Right. So you're in good headspace. Are you concerned, worried? Anything you want to say? Is there a message out there that you want to leave with the world?
Just follow Jesus, just like I do. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you'll be okay.
Do you want to? Do you want to plug Man Made? Right now?
Yeah, I have a. You have Armani.
Man-made
are my underpants.
Do you want to be sponsored by underpants?
Give me any of your man-made. See, this
you want man-made underpants?
Not even. I guess you're not my friend.
No, I'm sending you man-made underpants. They're that's a Canadian company. I'm wearing man-made. Can you see me?
Yes, I can see you.
Okay. Okay, the man-made brand Boxer Briefs are actually a sponsor of the show. So if you want to buy them, just click on manmadebrand.com. And it will have a link and everything. So I love them even when they weren't sponsors, but they are. And Boxer Brief, Ryan's a boxer. Keep it brief. Come on. I'm going to send you.
They're great for fighters.
I'm sending you my man-made underpants. They're Canadian. I'm telling you, these are winning.
Honestly,
winning underpants.
I do want some.
He says.
Okay, you're getting them. I'm telling you. You're getting them.
Your people connect with our people. Give an address, and we will send you some underpants.
Make sure that Ryan, before the fight.
You don't have an underwear sponsor?
No, I mean, no.
Drop the pants, not the mic. I'm wishing you the best of luck, buddy. I do like your spirit. And we hung for one afternoon at Brandon. I call him Brian.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I wish you the best of luck. Wish us the best of luck because we're living here in California and we'll be here on June 6th for the big shakeup.
Okay.
Unless you want to invite us out, we could come stay with you so that we're okay.
Why don't we have a barbecue in Dallas, Texas on June 6th?
Done. I want to go to Dallas.
Dallas is great.
I love Dallas.
Dallas is very beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. What is the picture behind you? No, on the wall.
It's basketball.
Oh, Steph Curry. No, that's Klay Thompson. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Steph Curry was on the Warriors.
Well, I wish you the best. I will be watching, and we'll all be praying for you, and take care of yourself, and say hi to Oscar. Oscar De La Hoya is the promoter, and... say hi to everybody. Hope Fitty comes down he hasn't committed yet?
Well, we're talking to him right now, so.
Is it something you have to pay for?
No, I don't think it's that. I hope not.
So me and Montel Jordan, if that doesn't work out. This is how we do it.
What a crew.
There you go. All right, buddy. You're the man. Best of luck. Thank you. Bye. That was great.
That was cool.
Thank you.